what am I called to? And I don't know what you do, but I feel like part of your life somewhere is going to be fighting for the underdog. It's actually God's going to help you to bring people out of things into like a new kingdom, that their lives, that you're going to be someone that can help people break cycles because of the cycles that were broken in your own life. And I just felt like the Lord wanted to encourage you in that you are going to break cycles. And what the enemy meant for your destruction, the Lord's going to use for his good and for the good of others. And so I feel like the Lord says that, and you don't, and we had that call, you don't see yourself like that, but you need to know that that's the way the Father sees you. And even just the fathering, I feel like there's an anointing for you to father, and sometimes even a younger generation of fathering people where they haven't known the love of the Father. And so does that make sense to you? Wonderful. And so people go like, well, how do you do that, you know? Now, there is a grace upon my life to do that, so I'm not just like, not everybody is necessarily going to get the accuracy, but I want to say the process of how it happens. It starts with just seeing his mouth moving and a few words coming out and stopping. The phrase, you're not a man of, you know, you're a man of few words, but when you speak. And then I felt like I had a picture, and I saw him as like a little child. So I knew God was speaking about something from his past, and there were pictures around that. So can you see how it's sort of, there's a language that God is speaking, and it's a language of love, it's a language of encouragement, and it's to be able to say, okay, I see a picture. And so these are some of the languages that God speaks. And I was once doing training, and some of the younger kids were in for the sort of like 10-year-olds were in the room for the training. And I said this phrase, I said, God is speaking all the time, he just doesn't speak English. And this little girl went home and was sitting with her dad at lunch, you know, mom and dad at the table, and she looked a bit like forlorn. And the dad said, are you okay? And, you know, did you enjoy the training this morning? And she says, Daddy, my heart is very sad. And so he said, well, what's wrong? So she says, I've been praying all the time to Jesus, but I can only speak English. And the lady says he doesn't understand English. And so dad had to explain. So let me explain just in case. There's a language of the Spirit. And so I could speak Portuguese and you could speak French. And we can try as much as we can animatedly to speak to one another, but we're just not getting each other because we're just speaking a different language. And so sometimes we expect God to speak in a specific way. I like writing on the wall, any of you? I like a dream, like if you could send me an email, God, a WhatsApp. I like it to be clear so that I don't have to risk, I don't have to have any faith. I can just go confidently. Anybody else like the Lord to speak like that? Carrier pigeons, anything like that? Audible voice would be great. But actually, when God speaks, it's a language of the Spirit, and it keeps us dependent upon him. It keeps us trusting him, where we've got to also take steps of faith. So what does that language sound like? And when I say it's not English, it just means it doesn't sound like your friend next to you and that clear. It comes from pictures. In Jeremiah 11 to 12, God shows Jeremiah an almond tree and then explains the meaning. So sometimes we get a picture of something. It doesn't need to. It can be a biblical picture. It can be a picture that means something to you. So God speaks in pictures. And I always say there are the inside of the eyelid pictures. Okay, so it's not a vision. It's a picture on the inside, almost like if I had to say in your imagination. So I look the type of picture I had for Dean. That would be an inside of the eyelid picture. There are visions in Acts 10, verse 9 to 17. Peter receives direction through a vision. Acts 2, 17, it says, your young men will see visions. And that for me is like a vision would be, I can see like clearly. It's almost, I had a friend that prophesied that used to so annoy me and irritate me because I just thought, how can it be so easy for him? And he would prophesy over people and he'd always look to the like the right or the left of them. I thought, how rude, you need to look people. My parents said, you need to look people in the eyes. And so I said to him, what's this like not looking at people when you prophesy? And he was super like accurate. And he said, no, when I look at someone, it's like a little TV screen comes up next to them. And I just say what I see on the screen. And I was going, that is not fair. I'm like, hey, that's just too easy. I'd also prophesy more if that was what I saw. Anyway, bless him. But that was like a vision. It's like something you see actually, you know, you see as you know, Peter, when that sheet comes down with the animals, that was a vision that he saw on the outside of his eyelid. How many of you have good dreams, not pizza dreams, but you just know when you dream, God, there was something on that dream. Sometimes we need help with interpretations. God speaks through dreams. I think Daniel would be a great example. Daniel 2 and 7, it speaks about that. There's other references to that. Can I say, with dreams, you don't need 6 dream encyclopedias to interpret dreams. I'm not sure God wanted to speak to us and then make it so complicated that we couldn't understand it. So the yellow budgie means something, and whether he flew from the left to the right, that means something else, and was it the day or night, and you know, it can get super complicated. There's some helpful sort of things, but just write it down, ask God immediately what you think it meant, and then if you need to bounce it off somebody else that's, you know, spiritually mature that can help you. But dreams are literally just another way of a picture or vision. It's just when we sleep. That makes sense. So it does require interpretation. Then probably for me, a feeling and a sense, you know, when you're washing the dishes, men, when you're washing the dishes, you're hanging the washing on the line. I know, it's like you men are amazing. And I've heard you're just awesome in that. So you're washing the dishes, you're driving your car to work, you Joburg people sit in the traffic along much longer than we do. And all of a sudden, a picture of someone's face just comes. You all of a sudden you just think of Laura, and you think, why am I thinking of Laura? That's often the Holy Spirit saying, there's something around Laura that I want to bring to your attention. And all of a sudden you have a feeling or a sense. You feel excited, or you feel anxiety, or you have worry, or you think of her and a scripture comes to mind, or a feeling or a sense comes up inside of you. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. That's actually him making, and what we do is we just go, that's weird, I don't know. When I was driving, I had Laura's, and I don't know why I was thinking about her this morning. Why would you be thinking about her? If we're saying, Lord Jesus, speak to us, we open, we want you to use us, then we need to be paying attention to that language, which is not English often. It's the picture, it's the feeling, it's the sense, it's the person's name, you know, their face comes before you, and then say, Lord, what are you saying? And then he could maybe give you a picture or a scripture or a feeling. All right. So a sense, it's something, sometimes you just feels like you know something in the spirit. It's the inner witness of the Holy Spirit, and God may speak through a sense of peace, a sense of, you know, a feeling that he puts upon your heart, or an emotion for somebody else. Does that make sense? So feeling and senses. And this is often subtle, but it's very real and normal. And I find God is speaking a lot more in that area than we actually give him credit. We're just like, la, 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 we're on our own pluck. And then actually, can you listen to those little nudges? All right, words, inner voice. Remember I said like a phrase. You feel like a phrase when you look at someone. You feel some like a word or something just comes up in your heart. It's an inner voice that maybe speaks on the inside of you. Does that make sense? Scripture is a wonderful way that God speaks to us. And I want to say, as much as possible, prophesy out of Scripture. So if you're praying for someone, if you're pressing in for, you want to encourage someone in your home group or someone you work with or someone in your family, say, Lord, give me something, and often use a scripture. Say, God, what scripture are you using that you want to encourage them? How many of you know to find a scripture, you need to have read it? And so reading the word of God, actually it's like firewood for the prophetic, because it just comes to mind at exactly the right time. Your surroundings and circumstances, there's a whole lot of ways that God speaks to us. And so I could teach like for hours on a whole lot of these things, but I want us to do a little bit of a demonstration, if you're okay with that. So I am going to, where's the lady at the back with like the greeny top on? Yeah, what's your name?
Tanner.
Tanner, could you come out for me for a second? Oh, she's the prophetic barista. There we go. All right, Tanner, don't worry, Tanner, you're going to be the receiver. So you can just switch off and receive. You don't have to stress and look like a bus is about to hit you. And the first time I ever traveled with somebody, I was not like, this was still very foreign to me. She started the meeting by saying, we're just going to hand the mic over to Chanel, and she's just going to prophesy over the church what she feels for them. And I had that like deer in the headlights bus is going to hit me moment. And so I'm very sympathetic in these moments. And so I'd love to, my lady there that I prayed, Candy, wonderful. Brilliant. I'm trying to, I'm going to put some people on the spot. Okay, you need to get your antenna up because I'm going to put you on the spot. can I put you on the spot, Glendon? Are you happy? Come out for me. That will be amazing. And you can just stand. That's wonderful. And it should really not be that difficult. I should just invite in anybody. And Lainey, you come out for me. All right. So I want you to imagine that you are in your home group on a Wednesday, when you're having home group. I want you to imagine that you're at home praying for someone in your home group. I want you to imagine you're driving in your car and someone in your home group's face or name pops into your mind. This is what I want you to do in those moments. When you feel like there's something, you either want to lean in for a word or that you feel the Holy Spirit is prompting you with a word. It's to say, what is the first thing? So when we look at, is it Tanner? Tanner. When you look at Tanner, so this is for my people here, you can practice where you are. So when you look at Tanner, what is the first thing that comes to mind? So don't go with Lord Jesus speak, then he does, and then it's Lord Jesus speak, and then he says it, and you like go down the list, and like number five, go with the first thing. That's called faith. We're asking, we're receiving. So when you look at Tanner, what's the first thing that comes to mind? It might be a picture. Might be a feeling or a sense. It might be a scripture. And so she's at your home group. You're praying for her. Her face has popped into your mind in the car. You've decided to pray for her this week, and you want to get a word for her. What is the first thing that comes to mind? So I'd like you to share what is the first thing that comes to mind and how you got that. So was it a picture, a scripture, a feeling, a sense? And then when we get something, there's the revelation. We receive it, what it is. And then there has to be an interpretation of that. So it's like, I see a picture, what do I feel that means? I get a scripture, what do I feel is the application of that scripture? And then we actually need to step out. So there's the revelation, there's the interpretation, and then there's the action, the actual stepping out. All right, who wants to jump first off the bridge?
Tanner's in our life group, so maybe that's unfair. But... I feel the word openness, that even today you just look like you're open, you're positive, you're happy, but I also know from discussions at Life Group and the processes and all in your life, like I feel like you're becoming more and more open to what God is doing and to that it might not be a straight line path, but you're open to God doing things maybe differently.
Feeling, or was that a picture? How did, was it just a feeling, a sense, a word?
Just a sense of
okay, and then you had the word openness. So can you see? Yeah, do you have something? Okay, hold me 1 second there. All right, Amy. Thanks, Glenda.
So Hebrews says he is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature, and he holds the universe by his power. And then it goes on and says, and after he had done purification of sins, he went and sat down by the Father. And just what strikes me in that for you is he holds the universe by his power. And you, he has that power for you in his work and what he wants to do through you.
See, there was a scripture that she got, and then with that scripture, there was an interpretation of what you feel is applicable in that scripture for now. Right? Can you see there was no God said, thus saith? It was just give it like you get it. Just go, hey, I was doing the dishes and I felt this. I was standing or praying and I felt the scripture, or I had this sense, or I saw this whatever, or this phrase came to mind. Often we want to make it sound like all spiritual. And actually just give it like you get it. And then it becomes natural and normal and accessible to everybody. All right. Thanks so much, Lainey.
So I got the sense and the picture of heart, a drawn heart actually. But I then felt my own heart beating. And I felt like it was a double whammy that God was saying, He knows your heart and I know your heart. So for me, it came first from that of thinking of your heart for people, the way you welcome people, the way you make people feel welcomed and loved, but also that God has your heart, like He sees your heart and He wants to protect your heart. He wants to, I just got a feeling of a vulnerability of your heart in front of Him, and that you carry God's heart and you have a heart for people, but He's looking after yours and building in yours as well and strengthening you in that, if that makes sense.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. I think she explained it as she got it. Don't go anywhere yet. All right. So then we say, okay, well, we received something. Does that mean something to you? Do you want to quickly share what you felt?
I got the word kindness. She's very kind. She exudes kindness. But then the word popped up, hesitancy. And I thought, what's the hesitancy for? And the hesitancy is because of the kindness. She's a little hesitant because she's so kind. She's, oh, what if I say the wrong thing? Oh, so don't be hesitant anymore, because God doesn't make you hesitant.
Okay, yeah, we're on a roll, yeah.
When I was looking at you, I saw a picture of a banana, and I was like, okay, that's weird. And then it just, the thought was, like, banana infiltrates everything. Like, especially, like, you know, like, if you put a banana in a smoothie or banana milk. And, but then I felt, like, encouragement, like, the fragrance of God is so much on you that it's going to infiltrate wherever you go, just like the taste of that banana.
So do you feel that was encouraging? Did you feel that was encouraging? Do you feel strengthened? Do you feel like courage has been put into you?
Yes.
Have you felt comforted in that word? Yes. That the Lord, okay, so we have fulfilled the heart of what it is. Then the detail of that, did some of those things make sense to you? Did it mean something to you? Yeah, prayer answered. And so it's good to get feedback, because that's how we also learn. It's not like, okay, I'm going to step out and let's don't do anything. And so there is a sense of the testing of a word as well, to say, don't just suck everything up. Say, okay, did that mean something? Is it confirmation? It's an answer to prayer. This is already something that's being confirmed. So does that look like super difficult? You know, all of us can just say, this is what I feel, this is what I sense, this is the picture I get, this is the scripture that comes to mind. And so often we're just like, oh, prophecy, it's like, oh, I can't go there. But actually we all can hear God, and He speaks to us in very simple ways, the still small voice, the feeling, the sense. And just for you, the picture that I had of you was on a roller coaster. And I had this sense that things have felt like a bit of a roller coaster for you. It's been like there's been ups and downs, there's been wins and losses, and it's just felt like a roller coaster. And you're just going, can someone stop the ride? I want to get off. And I feel like you're a woman, the word I get is like you can be quite a mover and a shaker, like you can get things done, you're quite a miss do it, miss fix it, miss whatever, and which is a wonderful, wonderful wonderful trait to have. And it's like when people give you, they don't have to ask you a second time, you do it and you make sure it's done well. But I felt in this season the Lord say that I've taken things out of your control on purpose. And I just felt like Him saying, you need to release control to me. Because I felt like Him say, this is a season of learning to trust Him when you can't make it happen in your own strength. And I felt like the Lord said that there's going to be a testimony out of this where you've had to say, God, I've always been able to make it happen, but I actually can't make it happen in this situation, and I actually need you to come through here. And so I believe it's part of that, the roller coaster, and He's just going, I'm actually taking the reins. And I felt like Him saying it's a season of rest and peace that you're going to find amidst the roller coaster. When I'm on a roller coaster, I just close my eyes and say, Jesus, let it be over. Because if I can see what's coming, it's like, it's terrible. And I felt like Him say, just like close your eyes and just be still, and the Lord will fight for you. So I wanted to encourage you in that, if it makes sense. Yes. Wonderful. Bless you. Okay. So that's literally how we just step out moment by moment. And there was a lady that asked the question with the glasses on, that's sitting over there, and just as you asked that question, there was a picture that I had of you, and I just feel like you're a woman of incredible capacity, like you're able to carry quite a lot, if that makes sense to you. And there's capacity, and it's sometimes been forced capacity. It's like the Lord's just gone, I'm forcing the capacity upon you, whether you feel like you have it or not. But I felt like the Lord say, you have learned to rise to what it is that God has given you and what he's put in front of you. And I just wanted to encourage you in that it's almost like you have said yes. I just feel like there's been a very clear yes over your life. And you've said, God, I will do this. And I'm not sure of your age or if you're working or studying, but I just felt like just something around study upon your life. And I felt like the Lord say that there is going to be a completing of studies that it's almost like there's been a desire in your heart. I hope this is making sense to you, but I felt like him say there will be a completion of that studies because I believe you're a woman of incredible capacity, not only in the practical, but even intellectually, there's a wonderful capacity upon your life. And I felt like him say he's going to make sure that that circle can be completed. And I feel like there's been the encouragement of the Father over your life to say, thank you for your yes. Thank you for your yes. And that you are an incredible woman of capacity. And so if that makes sense to you, wonderful. So I promised you we are going to finish at 11:30. And we'll continue tomorrow. There'll be some time of ministry and time of just, you know, praying for the church. But yeah, I trust that this has been helpful. There's so much more we could do. But I've tried to do a little bit of foundation, a little bit of the practical, but ultimately don't be like me that watches gym TikTok videos. Actually go to the gym. And the only way we develop a muscle is by exercising that muscle. And so I'm going to give you some homework to do, because I'm like a real teacher and I want to give you homework to do. Our teachers in the front row go, yes, that's how you solidify learning, is by actually giving homework. And so what I would love you, I'm not asking you to find someone in checkers and prophesy over them. No, that's one step too far. Let's take the first step. And I want you to find one person in your home group or in this church. So it's a safe space. And I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I want to encourage this person. I want to strengthen them. I want to build them up. Would you give me a word, a picture, the still small voice, whatever it is, but intentionally lean in to exercise the muscle. For years, I would stand back, and I knew there was a gift, and I knew there was a grace on my life, and I'd go, okay, God, I'm here. If you want to impress something on me, then I'm here, and I'm ready, and I'm waiting. So I would just wait, and if he didn't impress, I'd go, oh, thank the Lord, I don't have to step out today. That's fantastic. Until the Lord said to me, do you actually want to grow in this? Yes. And he said to me, then you need to stop waiting for me to knock on your door. And you need to lean in and knock on my door. And that's how we develop muscle. So whether you want to grow in healing, in gifting, in whatever it is, you have to lean in. And that leaning in looks like I'm pressing in and knocking on the heaven's door saying, Laura's my person this week. I'm going to pray. And I'm leaning into heaven, sticking my head into heaven saying, Father, what do you want to say over her? How do you want to encourage her? How do you want to strengthen her? How can she know that you are real and you see her right now in where she's at? And then I want you to be faithful. So it's not the shamaing, remember, from the beginning. We hear and then we do. So then we send a voice note or we send a carrier pigeon or we take her out for coffee or we do something and just saying, just wanted to encourage you with this scripture, this feeling. Does that mean anything to you? Does that make sense? And as you do that, you start growing that muscle of listening and doing. Prophetic is not this whoo, spooky, spiritual, levitate off the ground. People like say to me, oh, do you spend hours just in the presence of God comes in your house? And I'm like, no. I mean, I do spend time with the Lord, but it's not like I'm feeling like all the goosebumps and we're waiting for all this external signs. It's actually just about pressing in and being intentional and exercising that muscle on every single opportunity. So choose someone this week in your home group, in the church, and say, I want to press in for what it is that God wants to do. And just as we close, there's a gent sitting there with diesel written on you. And just as I saw that diesel written on you, I felt like the Lord say that you are like a diesel engine. It's like there's something strong and powerful about who God's called you to be. And it's like you can lend strength to other people. It's like the best car that's used to tow things are often diesel, because it's just, it can pull better than, I don't know, I'm not a car person, but they seem to be, you know, being able to pull other things along. And I just felt like the Lord said, there's so much more in you that you give yourself credit for. And I felt like him say, it's like there's the voice of the accuser comes to disqualify you again and again and again. And I felt like almost today he wants to draw a line in the sand, saying, I've called you to be that diesel engine for other people. I've called you to lend strength. I've called you to lend your expertise. I don't know if you're a very practical man, but I just felt like God has called you in ways to lend strength to other people. But the accuser has been coming to rob, steal, and destroy. And it's like he brings up past mistakes all the time. And then it's like you go, oh, I can't, you know. And I just felt like the Lord said, trust what I've put in you, my son. Because there's like a diesel engine in you that he wants to lend strength to others. And I felt like him say, the very mistakes that you've made, you're going to help other people not to necessarily make those mistakes themselves. And just the overriding thing I feel over you is look at yourself through the lens of Jesus and not through the lens of the accuser, and if that makes sense to you. And I just believe even in your family, I don't know what part, I just get family, and that the Lord wants to do a miracle in your family. I just feel like there's some things, it's like the Lord's hand in your family moving. And it's almost like things are going to change radically. But I feel like as you step into the true identity of who God's called you to be and who you are, I felt like that's going to be a catalyst for some of those changes. And so I want to encourage you in that. And do you own your own business, or do you work for somebody? Because I just felt like there are people that are going to come to you in the realm of business. I'm not sure if you're quite well connected business-wise, but I saw other people, like unsaved people and other people coming to you because of your position in business and what it is that you do. And these people just coming in somehow into the business or coming into that area, and they think they're coming for one thing, but they're going to get something else when they arrive. And so I wanted to encourage you in that. And just even in the area of business, I just felt like there was something of like a, I don't know if there's like a change or something new that's happening there, but I just felt like the Lord said it's a new season even in business. So I just want to encourage you in that. Wonderful. And so, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you that people have come out, whether coerced or willingly. Lord Jesus, we found ourselves here this morning. And Father, I pray that there would be such a revelation of what you did for us on the cross. That Jesus, we don't need to jump through hoops. We don't have to be someone super special. But that Jesus, you paid so that we could have communion with you face to face. And my prayer this morning, Lord, is that your voice would be amplified in our lives. That we would believe, Lord, that what you paid for is ours. And that we would be listening for the still small voice, for the feeling, the picture, the scripture, whether that's to encourage us in our personal walk or whether that's to encourage somebody else. And I pray that this church would move in a sense from having some people that prophesy to being a prophetic church, a people that move and walk in step with the Holy Spirit's voice, that we hear you and we do what it is that you have called us to what it is that you're saying. And that this church would be led by your Spirit. It would be led by your voice, the voice of our great shepherd. And so I pray you would use us. I pray for every area, every ministry in the life of this church, that there would be an amplification of your voice. And as there's an amplification of your voice, there would be an impact in fruitfulness, Lord, in what it is that we're doing. I thank you for this church, Lord. I pray that you would bless them. And Lord, I just pray that they would know the Father's heart for them, and they would share that with others around them. In Jesus' name, amen.
How encouraging was that, hey? And I love how Chanel started. We can hear this today, and we can leave here just listening. Or we can say, you know what, I want to act on this. And I really pray and trust that for us, we can create a safe space where you can do it. Where you can live it. Where is the life groups, the youth, the young adults, where you can lift this out and do it. And that it doesn't stay there. It goes to your workplace with you. It goes to your school with you. It goes to university with you. So that we can reach every corner that God has placed us and bring his kingdom. So, Chanel, thank you so, so, so much. Thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate you all. Again, tomorrow, 9 o'clock service here. Please don't miss. Come and join us and have a lekker Saturday. Thank you for coming out, guys. Thanks.